recording probably.
Oh, it's recording. Leave meeting.
Hey, question.
Leave meeting.
Higher, you know, the higher the humidity, the better, or the lower the humidity, the better? Is 50% better than 30%?
I would say in the middle on that. In the middle on that, actually, I would say 45% humidity is that sweet spot. Not only does it feel comfortable to you to work in.
The well house is 37%. That's what I'm asking.
Well, during the wintertime, my house is, if I'm lucky, fucking 19% humidity in the wintertime. If I'm lucky.
It's 42 in my office and 50% in the house.
Right. 45 is like that sweet spot.
37 in the well house. And it's 85 in the well house compared to 70.
It's a little low, but at least at 37%, you're not going to zap everything. That I mean, it's like you get to into the 20s, you better be wearing a wrist brace.
Oh, man.
Wish you could have caught like the face that I drank. I tried the hard black cherry.
Oh, that good.
Oh, it tastes like medicine.
Oh, I can never do. I can't do black cherry anything anymore.
Oh,
like Dr. McGillicuddy's is like kind of pushing it. That's kind of pushing it. I'm just saying.
I can do like maybe Shasta black cherry. That's not bad. No. Like, you know, it's like borderline just cherry. Oh, but this is not okay.
It was an experiment.
I'm gonna have to go get a different one. This is not good.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's not
the good. The science behind this says it's poopy. Yo, Crypto Nation and Mining Family. What's going on, everybody? Yo, what's up? What's up? We got Jason the Tiger Osborne dropping in with the FA first as usual. We got MC. What's up? Crypto Nico dropping the FA. Yo, that's what's up. What up? Crypto Bedell. He's like, Tech Man's like fashionably late. Yo. Yo.
We were having a laugh.
Yeah, we were. It was utterly fantastic. I'm just saying. But
it was my joke first. He stole it from me.
Yo.
I said it first.
Yeah, but I delivered it live.
I delivered it live. Where's the proof? I don't know if I was recording for a podcast when that happened or not.
Yeah. What's going on? An integrated guy. Yo.
Integra guy. What?
Or is it Integra?
Integra guy. Integrated. What's up? What's up, Integra guy? Integra guy owns a GTR.
Oh,
he owns a GTR, which is nice. He owns more than that, but we were actually talking this morning on the channel, the morning stream. I'm really looking forward to the new Corolla, man. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. I've not been a big fan of it, but
I get my transmission, I need to get my stock transmission rebuilt because the fucking torque converter is shot. I can't get the fucking motor to spool up for shit, and I know it's in the fucking stator on the fucking torque converter. It's my 74 Chevelle. It's my baby. She's a heavy little tank, but you know what? I'm going toe-to-toe with people, and when that fucking, before the stator let loose, that the front end could come off the ground. I know how to tune my fucking cars. Oh, it's like as soon as it idles correctly and just has that like little crackle, you just crack that throttle and you're like, oh, giggity. You're like, yeah, it's ready.
Man says Integra guy.
I'm ignoring that. I'm just going to ignore it and just own it that I fucked up. Well, you know, whatever. I wear glasses. Okay. Cuts me some slack. Funny. So, on other news, what's with this title of today's?
Well, I'm getting a lot of questions. And
what are these questions?
These questions are questions of what's up? Win family mind. Win power. Win. Win. Win.
Oh, yes. We do get a lot of those questions.
So, that's kind of the topic of tonight, you know. It's a little funny. It was a little funny title, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mining, I like it.
The mining spot plot thickening.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true. The spot plot thickened. For sure. As of late last week.
Right.
It got thicker and then it got thinner at the same time. It's just odd. But you got to take the choice whether you're going to like still swim with the fishies or just get out of the water.
Yeah. I don't want to get out of the water yet. I kind of just want to bite the bullet, you know, and just move. It's just time to move. The time for us is now.
Yep. Just move to the other side of the wall.
Right.
Quite literally.
Short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Crypto Bodell was asking about it this morning too. I was talking a little bit about it. Chili stopped by this morning on live stream too. And he goes, when? And I was like, so talking a little bit about it. But yeah, I'm going to go get a different drink real fast because this one tastes like straight up boo-boo.
All right.
I tried the hard, for everyone that's been like watching, I've tried a few of these now. This is now marked the last one that I've tried. And it's the black cherry and it tastes like medicine.
It's butt cherry.
It's bad. Like I can't even like, I had like a little avatar on, so even he couldn't see my face, but I was like,
about to throw up over there. So what he's alluding to over there, guys, with the whole mining spot plot thickens, guys, is basically the electric company is censoring what businesses it decides it's going to be servicing. And what that means is if you register yourself as a mining company, they're not going to give you power. It's basically what it's going to boil down to. They won't give it to you. They will electric block you the best they can. It's an old legacy system trying to prevent the new stuff from coming around. It basically pissed me off a little bit, just a little bit, especially when I'm talking to senior executive people that fucking should be able to tell me, hey, look, blah, 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 this before you go any further, blah, 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 blah. All right, cool. You know what? I fucking respect that. No, they don't give you any information until you either purchase property and try to get power, or you lease property and then try to get power. Then they start telling you a little more information and that they're not wanting to expand in any way, shape, or form to make themselves more money. They are content with things as status quo, nothing big coming into that area. So after dealing with this guy for like, I don't know, almost a year, he comes back and tells me this, very cold about it too. All of a sudden he goes from happy-go-lucky going, yeah, we want your business. Your business is greatly welcomed here to, yeah, sorry, yeah, you should probably look in another area. It's like, whoa, what the hell is with this fucking 360? And I'm like, you know what? After all of this, I'm going to circumvent you. and I'm going to take as much power out of this fucking city as I can grab my hands on. And I'm going to do it whether you like it or not at this point. You have now pissed me off. So I'm going to take probably 100 megawatts out of this fucking town, whether they approve it or not. It's like, I've got this shit.
I get that blast.
Nice. Yeah, so I was just ranting about the power company.
Yeah, man. So what I was kind of breaking it down to this morning was it's probably like, it's because of the zoning we're in. It's because we're in industrial, you know, and there's...
No. That's not what I was told.
I mean, like, I was for told like that why they're dragging it.
No, what I was told was that they're not allocating us power because of the fact that they want to make sure it's that they have enough available power left for small entrepreneur businesses like restaurants, schools, hospitals, and such like that, that they are no longer going to be approving any build for cryptocurrency mining, data mining, any kind of data facility,
right?
Any sort,
which is what I never understood, is that
large consumer
of they call it a build, and it's not even like a build. Like, the place is already there. All we're asking is for a new meter. That's all we're asking for, you know. I mean, something stupid simple.
And not even that. It's even if you were to go, hey, can I have more power? The moment you say that, it triggers a no. Because the people who are invested into the electric company have no monetary incentive to actually expand their own electric company. So they're content with the any town that they feed staying at the exact size that it's at, and it never gets any larger. Because
other
larger
than residentials. Because residentials are long. That's long term. Pretty much forever.
Well, no, you're also using not as much power as a residential, so it's not as much of an impact on an infrastructure that they already have implemented.
So I'm saying they would rather give to like a new residential neighborhood because that's long term funding. You know what I mean? That's like forever funding. It's like, oh, what are you going to do? Move power places? Yeah, you're not doing that.
And it's like, there's
mosquito in here. I see it.
I wish I had the capital to go talk to these three facilities that I know that are no longer being used. Two of which have their own power distribution that's on site.
That is part of the property.
So if anybody,
oh yeah, the first property,
one of them, our original. Like that.
Property, but we heard they've had issues too, though.
Yeah, because it's the power generation that's there.
We're not gonna do that. We have other ways. I just don't want to like.
There's a
let break the cat out of the bag.
There's a break facility that's out there, an old it's no longer being really used.
Oh, like here?
Yeah. There's like some kind of, I think it's an old brake facility, like Rebestos or something like that used to be out there.
Who?
Rebestos brakes. I'm not sure. It looked like a huge industrial manufacturing building, and I've never seen anything there.
You'll have to like show me like.
But it's not for sale. Yeah. It's never been registered for sale.
It'll probably.
And what's sale. You want to know what's funny about that though?
For somebody.
Yeah, you want to know what's funny about that though. It gets interesting. So there is a substation behind one of them that my contact had mentioned that there was 80 megawatts untapped that they're trying to annex. They're trying to, because the property owner put it there himself.
Oh, so they don't own it?
Nope. And they're trying to
find the property and be like, yo, like I promise I won't give it to them.
Right. I will use
I'm like, every bit of it myself.
So and you can have the tax write-off.
I don't care.
Can I just use it? I don't want them to have it. Yeah.
I don't want them to have it either. Just as
right. I would never sell it to them. Just to piss them off. Be like, yeah, sit on it.
I get that. That's for sure. Luckily, I have a really cool landlord. And
oh, thank God. This is like fucking meant to be.
It sucks that her business is going under. Just because like the type of business it is very, very niche. And
yeah,
that business is not doing very well right now in the state of the world. So, yeah, but their big machine uses three-phase, like 60 hertz, 220 volt, has a 50-amp panel built into it. It's its own transformer. Then there's like a freaking forklift charger that pulls an ungodly amount of wattage. Like, that is just so, like, archaic. To think like that machine right there, when I was like looking at like the stats on it and like how much wattage that thing pulled, I was like, we let that, like, granted the times are different nowadays, but I was like, geez, that is a power hog, man. I was like, when she said like, yeah, we don't run it all the time, and I was like, I wonder why.
Oh yeah, I remember working.
That would be expensive just to like leave it running for no reason.
One of my early mechanic jobs, I was a detailer. I have the
power of Bitcoin, right?
Right. I used to work for a detail shop. They were an auto body shop, and I was a detailer. This is when I was just getting into the automotive career. And they had a electric car hauler on premise. So it would lift up, you'd lift up the drive axle and the thing would just drag it around. This thing, while it's charging, was like almost 6,000 watts of power to charge this thing up.
Ridiculous.
And it would lift up fucking diesel trucks and stuff front end right off the ground.
Just so I used to live like in this kind of like a trailer park kind of thing, right? Well, when they would bring in new like trailer homes, they would bring in on something like this. It looks like a mini dozer. It's just like on tracks, dude. And they would bring in these and like park them into like these things, right? Freaking coolest little thing ever, dude. It's like a mini dozer that they could control via remote. Badass little thing. Not electric. Definitely diesel, but same situation. Cool stuff. Really cool things. There's some cool machinery out there, guys. Some things that I've seen, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like, some of the things that this world's created is pretty interesting.
Right. Well, with the power of electric.
Power of overthinking a lot of things.
Yeah, that's how
some things don't need to be done like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason. But, you know.
I mean, like, today versus the 80s style,
drive me up a wall.
Even like the 80s style, like electric tops, you know, for the convertible, you know, how much over engineering was in those, like especially like the, I think 78 or 77 was the last year for the convertible Cadillac, and just for the wiring and relays to run this, it was almost 4.5 miles worth of wiring extra in the car for that, and like
over engineering
eight relays to make it. Everything work, because it had like a relay.
How heavy that car was just because of all the wiring. Remove all the wiring, how heavy was the car really?
And you can almost do that with progression of like minors too. Yo, I mean,
remember the D3s?
Oh yeah,
or the D2s? They're like the size of a server case. Like nowadays, you know what I mean? Like a GPU server case, but it was just an ASIC.
Yeah.
And did so little hashes. in the giga hashes. Now, you know, we're up in like Terra hashes and beta hashes, and you know, we were just touching giga hashes back then.
There's a ghost.
Or picking
the peak of efficiency.
An R9 290 versus an RX 583 fan versus a 2 fan, and the weight difference between the two, and you're like, this one has like zero performance left in it, and this thing is still lighter, and it has like 8 times.
Wild.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely, man. Wild. But yeah, so that's kind of like the, I'm gonna kill this thing. It's gonna
so
gets in my line of sight and then it moves.
So I talked to our case guy. Well, I at least dropped him another message going, hey, I could really use a few of those like now.
I need like 2 like now. As of like right, yesterday.
I'm like 2 or 3, like yeah, like now. I'm like, what's going on? So hopefully I hear back from him like tonight or tomorrow or something, at least by Monday. It's like, come on.
That'd be cool.
I know.
Because right now I'm like about to chomp the bit and just buy a few motherboards, you know what I mean? And just like bite the bullet and just do it. Because I mean, we're going to need them anyway, because some of those cases don't have motherboards. So it wouldn't be a loss. But then it's like, who's gonna get here faster?
right. Something tells me buying the motherboards would be faster.
Maybe. Depends on where they're coming from.
Yeah, I can usually find them.
Those ones that I sent you last night are probably the best deal that I have found. The best.
Right.
For what they are. But I did find out, I talked to Panda this morning, that Bees Crypto actually does deliver to the United States, which is really cool. Because they have a BTC one version 1.11 motherboard, and those things are super nice. All they take is power to the board, especially with the A2000s, you know, because they don't take external power. All you have to do is just power the board. It already has a CPU built into the board, and it already has it already comes with SATA and everything like built right into the board. So it's like literally you just put power into the board and that's it.
That's the one that you were showing me that you were looking at. That's the same thing.
Yeah, it's a similar to that.
It's just a matter of how good the CPU, and are you getting DDR3 or DDR4?
Bees Crypto is still DDR3, but I mean,
so they're DDR3 is not going to be your bottleneck. It's gonna be when you go to update something,
you're gonna notice the speed. Not on the RAM.
No, it's gonna be between the RAM and the laptop style CPU that's in there. It's either gonna be like nice laptop CPU or it's gonna be an APU.
So these are the BTC 65 version 1.1s, right? So these are slots. There's your SSD, you know, your RAM. Here's your motherboard right here. Or your CPU and everything. 4 fan headers.
Okay. I finally know what that cheap fucking motherboard that I have is.
Is it one of these?
Yeah.
It looks just like this too.
Is it
the BTC 65?
I didn't fucking. That's underneath the power supply area. I'd have to lift the power supply up. It looks exactly like this.
These are really identical. So it could not be, this could be one of the previous versions. These are a little bit newer. Panda has one that looks just like this, but it's not the same version.
I'd have to pull my power supply bay up.
Yep.
But because they're like over the cooler section right there, my power supply bracket's right above it.
Yeah. So these are the ones that Bees Crypto has, and they're not bad, right? It's $299 Canadian, so not American dollars, but slotting these in is the better way to go, in my opinion. I don't want to run risers with these cards. There's just no point. You'd be safer on a board, but that or running something like these. But the ones that I showed you last night were probably by far like the best deal, I think.
Right.
But you still got to buy like the RAM and the drive.
Yeah, laptop RAM though is cheap though. Super cheap.
Oh, sure. You're looking at doing some solar mining? Nice. There, Jason. Solar mining's cool. You just like have to go big.
And have air
room. And plenty of backup.
And room. You need a lot of, takes up a lot of space. And
if you want a lot of power, it takes up a lot of space.
I will give another word of caution, and this, not knowing where you live, but for anybody who does happen to live in a dusty environment, that's going to cause your solar panels to also have issues. Plus, you're going to get a new problem that I wouldn't have in my area, which would be a surface etching, which is the sand, like kind of just kind of glazing across the surface. Yeah, and you just kind of take that clear shininess off of it, and it'll dull it. And then you'll start watching the cell produce a little bit less power over time. That's why people in the desert area, they do get a lot of sun, and they get good power, but they're going to be replacing their solar panels a little bit more often. So kind of take that in the context of what you're looking at. Make sure warranties, if you are in those areas, have coverage for it being sandblasted.
Oh, snaps. That's how.
So.
My DJ enemy is going over here, man.
Uh-oh.
They've released the other side, which is the land sale to Bored Apes. It's finally gone public. I'm just curious what it was trending at.
Are you wishing you got in?
I mean, no, I wouldn't have. It was 305 ApeCoin to get in, which was like $7,000.
If you had it, would you have done it?
For sure. Because now they're already flipping and turning around for 7 Ethereum. Good profit. But you sell now, it hasn't been revealed yet, so you have a potential to lose if you sell now. So that's the gamble. That's where the gamble comes in, is if you wait for reveal and the hype to go. Or to continue to rise, and you make huge profit. Right.
Like Bored Apes and the Mutant Apes.
Which this is part of Yuga Labs as well. So I would imagine this to take a similar turn. This could not, man. It could take a total flop and be like the first part of their projects that flop out.
Right. Yeah, Crypto Bedell.
Since the Wild West.
Cornfield Husk. Yeah, if you got him up on a two-story house and you got not so much that living by a cornfield is going to be an issue, but it's going to create them to be dirty a lot more often. So you'll have to fucking clean it all the time. And if you're on a two-story house, yeah, that could be an issue sometimes.
Yeah, that's why he said he won't do it.
Yeah. But if you got a good enough backyard, you can sit there and just line them up on stands, and you don't have to have the ones that flip 360 degrees and follows the sun perfectly.
I'm going to trade a
950
Ethereum. That's madness.
Yeah, that is. Man, why aren't you making these deals, dude? Because like that helped mine. That would help the family mine.
Literally 2 hours ago.
That would help the family mine, bro. Damn.
You got $7,000 to gamble.
Yeah, I do.
I said, I don't. If I did, I would have, but I don't.
Yeah.
business partner didn't talk to me. I didn't know anything about this.
See, I don't talk to you about NFTs because you dog me when I talk about it. So no, I'm not gonna talk to you about it.
Fitz is talking about a quick flip, man. I'm all about that's like mining shit coins for bitcoins, dude. That is a direct correlation of mining for fucking Bitcoin. Madness, I'm not holding man. On to shit.
A 24-foot ladder just to get onto your roof crypto with them? Jesus.
Well, you got to have it kicked away so it's safe to walk up. I mean, yeah.
I mean, 12-foot ladder is normal.
That's for a single-story house. Like a 12-foot ladder, even on your house, you'd have an issue getting up there.
Yeah, I mean, I have a...
Because you're not ladder, low. But... Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, my house is not low to the ground. That's for sure.
No, man. You can have a flood water go underneath there and your house stay dry.
There's a reason for that.
You can fit a person. A person can live underneath. You know, that would be prime real estate in California.
Probably.
You'd be like, hey, man, I got a half apartment. So we're going to charge $10,000 for it. It's like, what?
I thought about, like, you know, cinder blocking off a little spot underneath there, you know, and then just digging a hole and filling it full of concrete and just having myself a little shelter in there, man.
Right.
Plenty of room. Have a little
party. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can throw like a rave, man. Fucking dig it out a little bit so you can stand.
Gnomes would be like super happy down there, man.
Yeah, man, you don't want those in your house, man. They'll steal your left socks.
Hey, man, I got kids. They steal their own left socks. I don't know what to do with them.
It's the gnomes.
They steal them.
It's the gnomes, dude. South Park, dude. It's the gnomes.
You gotta get this. So I got a picture last night, right? Right after after live stream from my son's mom, right? Of a picture that came back from school. It said the boobs, and it was a stick figure with boobs.
Your son is normal.
he wouldn't say in the context of why he drew and gave it to his teacher, but it was folded up like 10 billion times. So
he had boobs on his mind,
I guess, man. Who knew?
Maybe that day, you know, it's like the teacher jiggled just right, and he's like, "Oh."
Teacher didn't even like say anything about it either. They just sent the work back home, and like
on that day,
with a little note on it.
And on that day, we found out that Mikkel's son is normal, and it's going to be okay.
Life is okay.
Right.
He likes boobs.
Right. Right.
What's
things
up, Tanks?
Are okay.
Yo. All this mining after the dark be hella sus. It could be hella sus if it was dark.
Right, it could be. Right, right.
I would be thinking I was mining like back in like 2000, like, you know, 17, 18, you know, before RGB was like a big thing.
Oh, man, all that RGB that fucking like robs.
Remember all the rigs we used to have that had like no RGB? Like only RGB would be a fan if the fan had it.
Right.
It's just nothing. Right. Just darkness. It's nothing. All you see is the blinking lights of the serial ports going off. That's all you see is the blinking lights.
Or you see the name of the graphics card lit up. Mm-hmm. Just the name.
Lightly.
Yeah.
EVGA and FXX were the biggest ones of doing that.
Yeah.
What up, Abo? Waleed?
Yo, what's up? Yo. What's up?
What's up, buddy? Those were the days.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When the rigs couldn't light your way. You know what I mean? No. Nowadays, everything has RGB.
And if they did light their way, you could pick a pair of tweezers and undo that.
Yep. Now you do that and you might have problems.
Right.
What's up, Dixon Gene?
For sure, he's like, I wanted to come by and say hello.
Oh, show.
But cheesy. But cheesy.
Nowadays, you can't buy graphics cards without RGB. RGB. If you do, it costs extra.
Actually, you know. So
modestly,
the RX 6600,
mm-hmm.
the ASUS non-Strix,
tough, or yeah. just the regular, just the ASUS, no, it was,
yeah,
just the dual,
regular, yeah, just the ASUS dual, yeah. the Sapphire, their base model Sapphire, Pulse. Yeah, no RGB whatsoever on it. It's glorious and it hashes just the same.
Yep.
None of the
for a like, few less watts on the actual card. The software's not going to read it, but I mean, light bulbs take watts. It's kind of obvious.
Right.
Not a lot, but you know, you got 12 cards that have full RGB. That's you're losing watts on RGB.
And people don't realize it's
definitely there, and it creates heat. Especially the kind of RGB lights they use.
And people also don't realize it, and it's kind of funny. Did you know that red RGB uses the most wattage?
Yes, it does.
So as much as everybody loves the Red Devils, and it's a lot of red RGB on there.
The power pedal that takes the less would be the Hellhound.
Yep.
It's blue because blue, the blue white light doesn't take anything. That's almost natural. Yep. It's close to natural lighting.
Yep. It's almost zero impact. It's like I think it's like 2 watts for the card for its RGB versus the Red Devil is almost 15 watts on the RGB. Dude, man, in my computer, I flicked the RGB on, dude, and it's almost 150 watts. I was like, oh, dear Lord, turn that off. I was just curious, you know, and put it on to where it was like a rainbow color, dude, and that my battery bank backup on here, it's got a watt meter on it, and I'm like looking at it, I'm like, I got it mining and I'm like, okay, cool. It's mining and it's pulling like 410 watts. I'm like, all right, cool. Hit the wattage, hit the RGB on and it jumps from like 400 and like 20-ish, 430 watts and yanks over to 638 watts. I was like, oh my Lord.
you want to hear an oh my Lord?
Huh. Uh-oh.
Look at that. Look at it. Look at it.
Let me check my miner. Hold on.
Hold on here.
Oh my God. Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm in the money. Oh, I love this.
You can thank the other side and you collapse for this. Oh my gosh. Someone was he said, hey, go look at the gas because of transactions. Wow. Number three right now is the ape token, because you can only buy other side land deeds with ape coin right now. Jeez.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. All because of like I said, the other side can only be bought. The deeds can only be bought with ApeCoin. So they're the number three tracker. And then Ethereum gas is the, of course, you still pay gas, but you can only buy with ApeCoin. So wow.
Did you see what I just sent you?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my Lord. Let it stay doing this.
Bro, man, that's like double my payout. Wow. It'll be like this for like 2 days too, I bet.
Oh my god.
During like the full sale. Like
yeah, dude.
It can stay like that.
You can see his expression. What
difficulty bomb, bro?
Right? It's like, bomb this, dude. Take it.
NFTs here to save the world, bro. Which I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? Like, leave it to an NFT pro. Can't even talk.
Platform, yeah, I just fucked whatever, them all up contract. With that little message.
going to look at my own stuff. I was like, oh, wow. Man, I need the motherboards like yesterday now, man.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, yes.
Oh man.
Running all of those right now.
I got like four slots. It almost
pay for itself in 2 months.
That's ridiculous.
If it can keep doing this for 2 months.
Wow, no way. It's a flexible. It's got over 1,000 ETH in the last 20 blocks. Jeez. My stats. Jeez. Gotta love it.
And thankfully, you guys triggered me to look at my stuff because my 3080 rig decided to say, hey, it's been like over a week since I've restarted it any way, shape, or form. I'm going to go ahead and crash on you.
I'm going to go take a nap real fast. Right? Restart me when you're ready.
Right. When you notice this, go ahead and restart this. Shh. I'm not going to tell him anything.
Jeez. Dang, dude. 39 minutes ago, Flexpool hit a 65 ETH block. Wow. Dude, 40 minutes ago, 155 ETH block, 197 ETH block, 237, 216, 120. Jeez. And then 2-3 hours ago, you're not getting that because that contract didn't go live up until I think like an hour and a half ago. Is whenever the land sale went live. It's about an hour and a half ago. So all of this action is happening like currently. So if you were like, guys, if you were going to do anything on Ethereum tonight, you're not doing anything on Ethereum tonight.
Right. I do not recommend to send a single fucking transaction. You are going to get Rizzity fucking wrecked.
Yeah, I guess.
This is the part that people scream and bitch about going, hey, Ethereum's not fucking usable as monetary anything. And this proves why. I mean, fucking Vitalik used to bitch about fucking Bitcoin fee being at 25 cents. Try sending fucking $20 right now on Ethereum. And my Bitcoin, my miners will cry will dry your tears of pain by taking the GOI from you.
I see the Golden Wolf. Your payout, is that your payout go up? Looks like it went up.
Oh, bro, everybody's payout right now. If you're mining Ethereum, your payouts, yeah.
Trying to get what you sent there, Golden Wolf. I've never used like mining EZIL and Ethereum. Oh wow.
I still love saying the idea
you said set saying you're gonna make 2 Ethereum in 30 days on 1 gigahash. Wow. Yeah, that's some broken shit, man. literally turned it in. I was like, wait, zero Ethereum in 30 days on 1.64 gigahashes? Man, that's broken. I hope it's true. Hope that's the best right, for you.
For you.
For all of our, sakes. I'm like right there around with you. He said that's like 7x.
Right.
I'm less than a gigahash, but geez, man.
It's one of those things. If you look at the calculator as your rig submits, let's say it submits five shares, right? So it submits five right. correct answers first, right? So for that blocking period, it's going to look like you 5x'd your hash rate. So now for that one blocking period of 2 minutes, it's going to look like you shot up like a god. And mm-hmm. that's where you see your spikes and valleys if you're looking at the chart. And if you happen to have a few spikes that have been going off for, like, let's say the equivalent of, let's say, 45 minutes. It's enough to change your short-term payout average to make it look like if you've got 3x the hash rate normally, and it's been happening for 45 minutes straight, you'll have 3x your payout for the day. But if you look at it at the end of the day, you're going to notice that you can almost calculate all the peak payouts, which it's going to push your overall payout up, but not as much as what the calculator is, because the calculator is easily tricked. So I always kind of take the calculation with a grain of salt. And I just look at how much Ethereum I actually got paid out at the end of the day, or at the end of 2 days, or at the end of 3 days, whatever your payout period is, and see how closely it matches up. If it's spot on, then yeah, okay, you could trust that calculator a little bit more, but 9 times out of 10, it's off. Off wildly. Right. It's usually pretty good on the week, because the week it's got more data than on the day. But I will always say it's hilarious to sit there. I just refreshed. It's hilarious to see what it does on the short term. Oh yeah, my man. God.
Pretty funny. I mean, I'm already sitting above where I usually am for the day. Already.
I just refreshed. Hey, it makes me chuckle.
Yeah, I'm watching the gas. The gas is just, it did this. It was like, oh, 3,000. I said, oh, look, it's coming down. Then it went 6,000. I said, oh, guess not.
Right.
It's just like, from this ape cell. Yeah, it's just from the land cell. Literally, it's it. There's no other reason. It's because people are selling. So it's kind of a, it's an interesting dilemma, right? So normally when you go to buy an NFT and platform and all this stuff, you buy it with Ethereum. It's usually what you do. If it's an Ethereum-based NFT, you buy it with Ethereum and OpenSea. That's how it works. Or you mint it on their website with Ethereum, still Ethereum gas. You're using contracts, right? Well, in this case, Yuga Labs decided that they were going to sell the deeds to the land in ApeCoin, not in Ethereum. Only an ApeCoin. So now you have people who have to buy ApeCoin, either have bought it yesterday or the day before, or are buying it now, like right now at the highest amount of gas because they're running behind last minute, like always. There's always those people. And so they're causing huge gas fees for buying a bunch of ape, which is 305 ape, which at the time was like $7,000. Now probably ApeCoin's probably expensive right now because people are buying it. So you're causing that for gas for miners for their transactions to go up, right? And then you have the double where they have to turn around and then buy the contract or initiate the contract buy with Ape and have to pay the gas and Ethereum. So they're like, you're getting hit twice and it's helping the ecosystem. It's paying the ecosystem. Like, really. Oh, so the price of ApeCoin really isn't that bad right now. It was like $22. Now it's sitting around 19. Because you were selling it, but you're not like selling it. When you go to buy it, like the deeds, you're selling your ApeCoin for them. You're not burning your ApeCoin. So it's still in circulation, just not yours anymore.
Yeah, but whenever the way that they play the liquidity on it is if it sells onto an exchange and the exchange is the buyer, it pushes the liquidity down.
Right. But the ApeCoin's still in circulation.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, you're not burning it. But the pricing goes down as a sell pressure unless you're selling P2P.
Right.
Then you don't have any downward pressure. But if you sell it to the exchange, because if you go to exchange to sell, there's always a buyer on the other end. And
it depends on how OpenSea, who they're using for their sell.
Right.
I mean, granted,
but somewhere somebody's
the contract is accepting. The contract is set to accept ApeCoin. So it's not technically OpenSea is not taking the ApeCoin, the contract is taking it, which is from Yuga Labs. So technically, Yuga Labs taking back the ApeCoin that they gave you.
Technically. Right.
Technically, if you really think about it, they gave it out for free and now they're taking it back and giving you land in return. It's literally what's happening right now. It's pretty funny. It's the first time it's happening like that. It's kind of funny. I'm here for it, man. These days, it's good to be a miner.
I know. I'm
sure Son of a Tech is happy today.
Yes. Especially with all the issues he's had over the last couple of months since it's like turned into summertime where he's at.
He's looking at turning off his Koi miner because it's too hot where he is.
His coin miner?
Koi. It's a Bitcoin miner.
Oh,
does the same terahashes as S19. It's almost 100 terahashes. I'm tempted to reach out to him.
I'd reach out to him. Like, hey, sell it to us.
But I like Bitcoin.
I love Bitcoin and Bitcoin accessories.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was the first thing that popped into my head. I'm like, the way you said it, I'm like,
good one. I like Bitcoin accessories. I open up Twitter. First thing, Son of a Tech is tweeting. ETH fees popping off right now. Yeah, they are.
Stop telling people. God, you influencers. Stop telling people.
The NFT drops, Karsa, sharp rise in fees. I love it. I love when people like don't know what's going on. So they're like, what's happening? People that like aren't in the NFT space at all. They're like, why are the fees going through the roof? Why can't I send my Ethereum? Oh, are you not aware of what's going on?
Why is it when I send $20 worth of Ethereum, I have to send $35 fee with it? Because jeez, it's supposed to train you to not use Ethereum as money. Let that be your first slap on the wrist.
Oh my gosh. Ravencoin NFTs. They're otters. Called Raven Friends. Bunch of otters. I love it.
So yeah, if it stays like this forever and ever, hey, not forever. And ever,
I wish.
We'll be able to afford the mining facility without any issues.
We'll buy our own transformers.
Right. To be like, can you just hook this up?
Other deeds. Holy cow, man. The Ethereum burned in the last 45 minutes off of this. 16,000 Ethereum has been burned in the last 45 minutes.
Yeah. But this is the miner's fault.
16,200.
This is all because of the miners. The miners is what's controlling this.
$45 million burned in the last 45 minutes.
You know who doesn't do that? Bitcoin.
Man, that hurts.
Who pays more per 10 minutes?
We're over here super ecstatic, guys, about our payouts right now and thinking that we just burned $45 million. And we used to get those payouts.
Right.
Yeah, look at that. They just threw our money in the trash. They say, fuck you.
Right. Because this helps their pre-mine,
Hey, thanks, Yuga Labs, for raising the gas prices for now. I thank you.
You get a
round of applause. For sure. Thanks for making our paychecks bigger.
Thank you for making mining great again.
At least for the next 24 hours.
All right. Please go for 2 days. 2 days. 2 days.
He'll be gone when proof of stake pops. Who is he?
Vitalik probably be like, be gone. And rugged.
I love it. Wow. I didn't think of it like that. The amount that they spent on deploying the airdrop dwarfs the amount that they just raised from the land deeds. The tokens that they gave away for free to holders, of course, but they were free. You could buy them, of course, too. But if you held a Bored Ape, you got the tokens for free. But how much it cost them to deploy the contract to airdrop them, they made back over $300 million. It cost them about $80 million. And all together, like how much they've spent to date is $80 million. And this last sale just netted them $300 million.
It's like one wild, of those things,
man, dude. Wild.
Outside of just the money grab, it's like, what is the usability?
I know.
I know who you're talking about. It's great for fucking mining wise, but I still. It's just, other than I've got a Bored Ape, I don't see the usability.
I get you. I see you're talking about tech, man. I get you. Yeah, I mean, it's not much like utility other than the community buying something like that. Big community. Strong community. Like, something that I've never seen. You know what I mean? Like, they do some wild stuff there. They will literally, like, if you're in tight enough with the community, you can literally ask for an ape, they'll give it to you and let you sell it, and someone else will buy it for you, just that way you can have money. Like, that blew my mind when they literally will just do that for you, just to do it for you. Then I mean, of course they don't do it for just anybody. Like, you got to be there and like be like present, you know, in the Discord every day, talking, communicating, being a part of the community, and they'll do that for you just because they know where it's going. It's coming right back into them. I was like, these guys get it, but still just blew my mind. Freaking blew my mind. 3090 Ti by 6 rig and an Octo Miner 12 case. Funny that you're only going to get 6. You're like, yeah, six of them in a 12 by case. Why only six? Because they're so damn big.
The run rate booted back up.
I'm just ready to see ETH group proof of stake and see if see what happens with the gas prices.
Did you see what I sent you?
I don't know this would have been.
My one rig rebooted. He's like, what?
Bullshit. You can suck a dick. I'm the nicest rig boss.
Welcome to the family mine. let me go pull up my EP out. Set it right on the desk.
My EP just...
right.
Oh, sorry, let me do this.
right.
My A2000 out.
Like, imagine me having that 1 gigahash extra now. It's like, oh my lord, dude.
Why isn't it running? If I had another,
why isn't my shit fucking running? Damn it,
bro! If I had a motherboard, I would have turned it on for you, and I would have let it run. Yeah, I would have just, you know, I would have been paid electricity, of course, because he's such a great guy. But right, I don't got a motherboard to do it. Otherwise, I would have done it. I would have done it already by now. That would have been running at the facility like 2 days ago. You would have had a live stream 2 days ago, me like sitting there for hours building rigs. Like, that's what's going to happen soon. That'll probably what the, like, we call it the Twitch will be used for, something like that, because that would take hours and hours. And I would just sit there with the camera on, just working, paying no mind. What do they call those IRL streams?
Right.
IRL working in the mine, just walking around. Just swap to a different camera. I'm just going to go plug it into the rigs, you know, just set it on the shelf, plug them in. Yep. Goals, guys. That's goals. Futures. Soons. Wind, moon. Wind power. Wind move. Win three phase.
I want to move in there right now.
I'm just excited to have three phase 480 volt. Like, with the amount of three phase that's just sitting there currently is like more watts than like we even like could deal with personally. Like, that just like puts all our stuff in like this wee little bitty spot. We got all these extra wattages.
All these extra little cashies.
But I mean, the rent will go up, of course, because it's like more than double the space. So that's like,
if it's like this plus. dude I got it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect this for more than 24 hours, but you know what I mean. But just like,
lie to me, damn it, makes lie to me.
It would be like this for like 3 weeks, bro.
Yes.
Enough for you to get like, I just want you to get, you know, at least two of those week payouts that you're showing me over there. You know, I want you to at least get two.
Oh my god, dude.
But you know, like going over into that and like using all the three phase and stuff is like the way to go. And it's more space than what we can do with like now, but with the amount of power, we won't run out of space before we run out of power. We would have ran out of space before we ran out of power. Or we would have ran out of power before we ran out of space in the spot we're in right now. Now it's the other way around, which is a better way to be, in my opinion. I would rather be in that situation.
I would rather have to be
like... It would cost a little more.
Look, I'm going to take which one of these places is open that I can just... It's mine.
Yeah, and then there's like... The way it's like set, guys, like I soon... Once they like fully move out of stuff, I'll be able to show y'all. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll be able to show y'all.
Once they get out, there's stuff I can't show. We might be the new owners of this place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the people that own it aren't going to get rid of it because of the family ties, in my opinion. But that person is definitely interested in what we're doing. So maybe never owners, but definitely, you know, no one else may ever work there. Like,
right. And then there no, like, as I'm almost people start don't want to give.
I we almost, just start taking
I almost don't want to give up that front section either.
I know, man.
I'm
thought about it. I know right what now. The rent is with it, and it's not bad.
No.
But I want the room that's like past, like where the overhead door goes to. I want that. That's where I want, because that's the very last spot. And that right. goes, that is such a long stretch, man. Like, it is perfect.
We're just playing the waiting game on that then.
We just gotta outlive everybody else that's around us. That's all that matters. Oh, home dude next to us broke his leg.
Oh no.
Yeah, man. Home dude had a stroke and now broke his leg.
Damn, dude. That's fucking
that guy is like that guy's living rough. I don't know who he pissed off, but he needs to say sorry.
Right. Immediately.
Very quickly. Because he is like not doing so hot. Every week is something new with that guy. Oh, I just creamed.
What? Uh-oh.
Garuda Linux just launched their newest LTS. Oh man, that almost brought a tear to my eye, like quite literally.
It's so beautiful.
That's some good software, bro. That's some good software to bring tears to my eyes.
I will be more impressed. Wow. And easier to want to make the switch over to a fucking Linux-based fucking life. If they'd fucking have, and I know Steam is helping with this, so
I know where you're Steam going. Install games. Garuda. Install Garuda, Dragonize. It's built for gaming on Linux. Has Steam. It comes pre-installed with Linux, Wine, bro.
Linux doesn't work with all the game titles yet.
Well, yes, not all of them, of course, but
it's very
Steam Deck is helping with that. That's Steam Deck is breaking about. That is breaks right. that barrier
because somebody's finally building the library for it.
Man, I was like, so I just so got my
I'll,
new.
I'll get more on board with it when they finally make that crossover. I'll be like, okay,
it's like I just I'm got this drop, right.
I'm gonna get rid of fucking Windows. Fuck Windows.
Oh, I just got a new.
Does that look like an NVMe?
Yeah, it's a new NVMe. It's for my main PC. It was for me to be able to run like Ubuntu 22, but now that they have released the newest version of Dragonized,
you Dragonize it.
Yeah, it's Arch too, so it's fun.
So it should be really cool, really close to how fucking Raspbian fucking runs.
Yeah, it's based off of Arch, so yeah.
Right. So like the command call, Pac-Man's
and stuff like that. Yep.
Oh, Pac-Man.
What is up, Steven? I said like Pac-Man stuff. I don't know if they're using Pac-Man.
Because like the library on that.
They're using KDE, so Plasma, Monjaro, so probably. I'm for it.
It's just that with the libraries are like really spotty for gaming.
Oh, they already built a library. That's why it's meant.
I could give it a try on my laptop. Give it a little touch run.
Just look at the background, man. Just
that kind of sells to me right there.
Man, this made me tear up just a little bit. Just as soon as I saw this, I was like,
oh. I kind of like that. That's kind of like, sexy. Man, that's a little sexy over there.
I like
dragons. I really do.
Yep. So there's Garuda Linux and there's Dragonize, and it's meant for gaming and stuff like that. It's more intensive. They spell it Dragonize like you would if you were, you know, cool. DR460NIZED.
They're one of the cool kids.
They're a cool kid. It looks like they just launched. They just launched it. Go and check out sources right now.
Ooh.
I love that their opening screen is a big old eagle. There you go, fam.
We'll show this off a little bit before we head up out of here.
Look at that. Just boom. Big old eagle. I don't know if it'll show dragonized. Let's see, look. GUIs installed for gaming. Steam, Itch, Game Hub, emulations. This is everything that's pre-installed. Q4 Wine, which is all of the wine. Proton.
I guess
this is made for gaming. I just come on, you know, we're about to leave. Yeah.
Yep. Now my only thing would be like for my controllers, how fucking much would I have to fucking download in order to get all of my racing sim wheel, the pedals, and my e-brake to work? That would be the other question that I would have.
Probably not very difficult, I would imagine.
I've just never done it.
Yeah, see, packages Pac-Man right there.
Oh,
your favorite.
I hate the call-outs for that. They're it's not that it's like hugely different than fucking running like a Debian style software or regular Ubuntu, but it's a different enough with some of it. Like I make mistakes whenever I'm fucking doing something, because like I'm so used to sudo. Sudo is life.
Sudo is life.
Ooh, there it is, dragonized.
Yep. Launchers, Steam, Heroic Game Launchers, Itch, Lutris, Magine, Wine, Oxygen, Proton. OBS, OpenRGB, which is fairly new too. You can control all your RGB inside your computer with it. And Linux, which is relatively new. And nice. Very nice. But it's not the newest version. Is it not out yet? Or are they just teasing us on Twitter? I bet they were teasing us for a release. Because that's the same version that I've used. Don't change link.
How hard is it to like put in a hard drive into a Windows rig and actually like boot from it?
Well, I'm about to do.
Okay. Not hard.
I've never done it before. When you go to boot, when you start your computer, if you're gonna choose something different, you just start smashing F10. So that way you can change your boot device, and you would just go to a different boot device. And then you would just launch. And if you don't want to change it, like I'm not going to change my priority, so I'm going to let it boot to Windows if I want, you know, as normal, because there's some things that I can't do in Linux yet, or I may not know how to do just yet, or won't have set up. So if I don't choose, it'll just go straight into Windows. But if I stop it with F10 and choose, I can go into Linux. But if you like power off the computer or it crashes, It's not going to boot back into Linux. It's going to boot back into Windows. So you have to be like there and present to catch it if you're going to boot back into Linux. Otherwise, you're just going into BIOS and changing your boot priority from booting priority one to priority two.
All right.
Fairly simple.
I've never done it before. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, a lot of people like to do dual boots, you know, and boot from the same hard drive. And so you're partitioning your drive. So you're splitting it down the middle and letting Windows boot one side and Linux boot the other. But if you mess something up on one side, like, you could affect the other side too. So,
and that's where I usually have done it with a VM.
Yeah, like, it's very rarely will that happen. But, you know, if you're new to it and like testing out new Ubuntu softwares and stuff like that, like, it's possible you're going to have to reinstall and you could lose anything that you have on your other side of your hard drive.
Right. But running a virtual machine kind of solves that a little bit. You just lose a little functionality off of it, but not enough. At least you've got to play a sandbox that you, if it crashes and shits itself, it's like, oh, whatever, you know, just make a new instance.
Right.
I've just never done it with an actual separate hard drive and booted from it.
There's Jump Changes Stream in case anyone was wanting it. Like, Hilarious Raven's asking for. Go check it out.
My BDSM kitty over here. He likes to be patted on right on the base of his tail.
Nice.
Oh yeah, he's like, "Row!" and starts like kneading the carpet. He's like, "Oh yeah, button air, kneading the carpet." It's like,
this is the best,
right? So we've nicknamed him the BDSM kitty. Like right now, he's going at the carpet. So I'm smacking his ass, basically. He's like, oh yeah, just like that.
That's the stuff I like, Daddy.
Right.
That's my favorite.
Right. It's like, oh god, you dirty little kid. So, all right, guys, if you haven't done so already, definitely smash that lizardy like button, subscribe, hit the bell notification, all that good stuff. Maybe me and Mikel get a gaming session up on Twitch going on here soon. Hashtag soon. And it doesn't have to be crypto game. You don't even have to play the same game. We're just going to sit there and chit-chat crypto as we game. How's that?
Thanks.
Love it. Love it.
Doobie facts, though.
And if you guys haven't done so and you'd like to be part of the community, check out links down below, guys. Got Discord. It is free, 100% free, guys. Yes, I said it, free. Join the Discord. Be a part of the community. If you find this content awesome, AF, you know, join the Patreon. Links down below. You know you want to join it. Join your favorite group here, which is going to be DCA into your mining and potentially get some of the family mine perks. Ooh.
And yeah, no BIOS mods for the 6600s, Steven. There's no need for it.
Yeah, absolutely no need for it.
They are pushed to the limit currently. Only thing that you can do is pull power. That's it. You can overclock them too a little bit, but you're not BIOS modding for better straps.
I get them riding between 48 to 61 watts for 32 to 33.5 mega hash. Joe, you can't ask for any better. If you haven't gotten it down to there, it's because you either need to rethermal paste it and you're thermal throttling and it won't hold the overclock. I put the same fucking overclock on
all of my 6600 XTs. The only thing I vary by a small, teeny tiny amount. I mean, compared to overclocking on memory, it, like the memory, you start off at like 1131, or no, I'm sorry, 1135 on the memory, and go up to 1175. No higher than 1175, 960, or either 960 or 965. I think it's 965 on the core. And then the millivolts, I had that down to like 650 to 700 millivolts on the core. Nothing, leave the memory power alone. Let it drink.
I'll take a little sip. A little sip, sip.
When you get it dialed in, it'll either utilize 50 watts to 62-ish watts and ride right in between. And you're either going to get 32.2 mega hash to 33.5, depending on where the memory overclock can hold.
You know what?
I've got that even on my my Red Devil, which it gives me 33.25 fucking mega hash at 50 watts.
Not bad at all.
Right, right.
I'm just gonna keep staring at this awesome payout.
ain't that like an amazing payout?
It is.
Here, I'll give you a better one.
I'm just looking at my own amazing payout. That makes me feel good too. You know what I mean? Looking at my own payout, it's like, oh, look at that! It's going way up.
The payouts make me giggle like a kid in a candy store.
Like your daily is like almost. I can't even compare it to mine.
You're like, God damn, bro! I'm supposed to feel good right now, dude.
I don't feel good, bro.
Right.
I am gonna call it an evening. I'm gonna go to bed and cry.
Cry myself to sleep.
Hopefully my wife will rub my back. Tell me it's okay.
Still tell me sleep. That we'll get the other equipment running in the morning.
I need a motherboard now.
Stat.
Need two of them.
Man, three I wish I was better. I wish I was out there because then all we'd have to do is buy a couple of CPUs and couple of USB adapters and then put everything on the risers. Good to go. Because, man, I got motherboards. I just need some RAM.
Just need to RAM it.
I just need a couple of sticks of RAM. We're good to go, boss. We're good to go, boss. I'm saying we're good to go, boss.
Saying we're good to go.
So, anybody got any other comments or questions before we head up out of here?
We were laughing, everybody making fun of the Yuga Labs devs, saying they should have known better because their contract shouldn't have cost such a high gas fee, which is true. That's a true fact. They shouldn't have done this. If it was coded correctly, it wouldn't have done this, but
I'm cool with it.
I ain't mad. Those that are mad don't like miners, what it sounds right. like. Oh, my Garuda Linux is almost done downloading. Ooh. But all right, guys, well, make sure you've hit the like button, subscribe button, the bell notification. We'd greatly appreciate that, guys. If you're in the Patreon, remember tomorrow is the Patreon exclusive meeting, since kind of like the last day of the month is like today, not tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. And we'll
kind of caught
we'll,
us
we'll
on
do,
that.
We'll do some like a Patreon exclusive mining talk for yep. the mining facility. We'll give you more of the behind the scenes.
Anyone exactly that's in the Patreon that is in the Patreon anyway, that's here in the chat, if you have specific questions, they can be directly answered, not as vaguely, as well as kind of give you more of a
yep. So get your questions
real
to
look
us.
In, real look into what's about to happen, as well as there is some things that I personally like to talk about growing, about how we're about to grow the channel a little bit more, and proposals for the group. Because, you know, I like to propose changes and let the Patreon kind of vote on those changes and see how they feel before anything gets ever put through. So
right.
We've got to get in the consensus. Patreon, you actually kind of get, it's kind of like a DAO without being a DAO. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You get a say. You get a market share.
Ooh.
Yep. So stay tuned for that, guys. Freaking awesome. Make sure you're in the Discord, because that's where the sermons happen, is in the Discord. And yeah, catch you on the flip side.
Yo, and we'll see you on the next one. And peace. Stay savage.
DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.